Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I'm so excited to be with all of you today on this very windy Florida Monday here. It is March the 17th, 2025. It is Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. I want to welcome you over to our Facebook group. If you're here for the first time, we have a private group over there titled 1-2 Radio, so we can chat here together and gather. And we have a great community here over on Facebook. We also can see what we're saying amongst each other, but the outside world has no idea. So you are safe with us for being here. And we are super happy to have you. So thank you. I am kind of chill, and yet I'm smiling. I'm laughing because always, I know you know, it's a really good reminder about, it's almost like the vibe of, we know we have these sayings in life about we watch the pot of water that never boils. We remove our focus, it boils over. And then sometimes it's like with Showtime, it's the same. It's like everything is calm, cool, and collected for many hours and things are flowing along. Readings are happening. Everything's quiet in the outside world. And then seemingly 30 minutes before Showtime, all hell breaks loose. So it's very funny, but I love being with you guys. I could tell that Aries energy is starting to kick. I'm sure Mark talked about it with you all this morning. And I hope you guys had a great time at a show. I'm so, I'm laughing because I could tell I'm getting a little bit impatient. And so I could sense that fire coming through my moon, my spirit, you know? So it's definitely on its way. I also thought it would be fun. I want to say good morning. I chatted with Carrie a little bit this morning and she showed me the most adorable t-shirts on her niece and nephew. Come on in, everybody. I'll say good morning in a moment. And it said very much what we all are, or not all of us, some of us, and my hand is raised. It is Gaelic and garlic, their little t-shirts said. I thought it was so cute. Half Italian, half Irish, half Italian. St. Patrick, St. Patrick's Cathedral. I don't know if any of you, I'm sure many of you have been there. Many of you have not. If you ever get a chance to go, please go. It is absolutely fabulous. The energy is just gorgeous. We were very blessed to grow up close by. And I had been there a couple of years ago, but it's a really, really cool place to not only have some quiet time, meditation time, prayer time, and really get into the spiritual vibe, but also to manifest. You know, we say you have a little luck of the Irish. Well, I wish you a little luck of the Irish today. And yet, of course, the Roman Catholic Church is really very, very connected. So yes, it's an Irish celebration of a day, but St. Patrick came from Rome, so it's a little bit like mixed. And so we want to celebrate everyone, of course, and we want to talk about what are some of the things. Do any of you engage in any kind of manifesting today? Because I certainly am. And I thought it would be fun to do a little bit of energy with you guys, or share a little bit of, I don't want to say, some tools, I guess we could call, but I thought it would be really cool to bring some green stones into your home if you haven't had any yet. And it's a very, very cool color for manifesting, also very peaceful and grounded energy. And Florida, I'm laughing because Michelle, it's so funny. Is it not crazy, the wind? I love your post. Thank you. I know it's, I'm like, what month are we in? It's kind of, it's insane. My patio furniture, our patio furniture is literally falling over. That's how windy it is this morning. So I'm laughing. It's sometimes it isn't this bad in hurricane season, but it's a little weird out there. Tara says, kiss me, I'm Irish. Good morning to all of you. I am going to come and say hi for a moment. The other thing I would like to remind you to bring into your home is maybe a green candle. I think it's good when we have, just like we all talk about the saints. I have a lot of saints I talk to, obviously, but this morning we used St. Anthony to find someone's keys and they were found right away after a couple hours of not finding them. And we have helpers, whether they're your angels or they're your guides or they're perhaps your real life helpers, you know, in physical form. Maybe the saints, we talk to the saints about certain things, or perhaps we use Mother Mary, or again, back to the saints, Saint Joseph, Saint Christopher, all of them, really, whenever you feel the need to have a helper or to connect, and to help you connect with, of course, what is most significant is we are in God's universe. And so we want to really, really focus on some of that today, because, you know, sometimes a collective energy and a positive mindset, especially in the world that we're in today, you know, we're kind of seeing some topsy-turvy things go on, and everybody, but it seems like everyone is starting to settle in a little bit. And we have to remember that we have to, you know, we have a divine universe out there that we get to trust and call upon at any moment, and really remember to become one with that. I also thought about, so we have green candle, green stone. Does anybody wear a green stone or favor a specific one? I love green tourmaline, and we have a little bit here. I'm also, of course, everyone loves emeralds, but it's not like we're going to have them hanging around the house. but a tourmaline is a nice option. I was thinking about jade. I'm also thinking about, it's a good day to create new sacred space, because we are coming up to our season, our new season of spring, the new beginning. The sun's going into Aries. I know you all talked about this with Mark, so I don't want to spend too much time, but I guess I know you get the point. I also love creating a little bit of a bath at this time. Just to say, you know, you're kind of in sync. When we remove things from our home and our space, we ask that the universe, or God, if that's what you feel connected to, your higher power, you say, you know, you want to gather, you want to become one with the focus of out with the old, in with the new. And I think it's great to do that at spring. We do have a double retrograde going on in Aries. So don't move too quickly through these things, but it is a great time to get rid of some stuff. I could tell that, you know, there's action. I can tell, believe me, that people, many of you, your energy levels are going up. I know you want to be out and about. It's very obvious the season's changing. I also think that a little sea salt, basil, mint, I think it's very refreshing. I think it's very cleansing. Maybe you could take a bath or create a little scrub for yourself for the shower. Something that is really telling, you know, bringing your spirit energy to the focus and really getting into that vibe, you know, of newness and freshness. And it reminds me of like what the Irish spring soap we all got drug into years ago. And I don't know if any of you still use it. That I haven't seen it in I don't know how long. So, of course, We don't. Okay. Michelle has her green stones on today. I love it. Happy, happy birthday, Melinda Lewis. I want to also say happy birthday to our other friend, Tara. She's out there. And who else has a birthday today? Oh, I'm sorry you're missing Ireland today, Laura. We'll definitely bring you some love here. It's always, everyone is saying it's so windy. Oh, in Vegas. I think everyone is just getting that crazy weather, you know, and I love that. So, Prince, that's interesting. She said she recently found out that our Italian great-grandmother had a Scotch-Irish mother. We love that. I know it is quite the combination. And I came from an area of, we had up the hill and down the hill. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Fort Lee in Palisades Park, New Jersey. Yes, where the amusement park was at one time, but we had an up the hill and down the hill, and the families gathered in multiple family homes, like, you know, 4 to 6 units per home. There were big, huge, you know, brick homes. And up the hill was the Italian, you know, the Italians were all there up the hill, and down the hill were where the Irish were. And so they had this community. And of course, what would happen? They would, you know, people fall in love, they meet, and you wind up with a lot of Irish Italians or Italian Irish, whatever you want to say. But it was at one time very prominent for that area. And you had to be up the hill and down the hill, and it was a battle. It really was at times. So, you know, keep your Irish daughter away from my, you know, your Italian son or whatever it was. It was crazy like that. And it was acceptable to act like that back then. Now they would, you know, it would be horrible. So back in the day, that's how it was. And that's where we came from. So good morning to all of you. I love that. Come on in. I'm going to come and say hi to everyone. Gail, hi. Michelle, hi. Rebecca and Jim, good morning to you. Eva, hi. Chris. Moss agate is my favorite stone. I love that. Laura, hi. You're so very welcome. Pamela Snow is mixed snow or oh snow for the day. I love that. I love it. Who else is going to do something to celebrate? Is anyone going to do anything? I usually don't. I don't know. You could tell I'm starting to age a little, guys, because I'm starting to embrace certain things I never really did. But I think it's fun. Trying to make life more fun. Maya, good morning to you. Rebecca, hello. Patricia, I love that dove. Thank you for that. And Maureen, my Irish Jersey sister, so nice to see you. Tyler, my beautiful godson, is here. I will definitely answer that, Jonathan, first thing, okay? It's been a little slow. Now, we do have a double retrograde, and I'm thinking about that. But let me take a look. I have a feeling you're going to make a change, but I also feel I'm going to do it right now. We're going to go here. I feel confident about mid-April, but adding something in May that it'll spark or peak or climb, or you add something to it or something like that. It is a bit of a slower time for some of you or some of us, depending on where you are in the year. Sometimes, you know, it's interesting. It's hot or cold, I think, at times during these retrogrades, especially with Mercury retrograde, because it's either going to slow you down or speed you up. And there seems to be nothing in the middle, you know? At this time, you are supposed to be reevaluating how your day-to-day operation is, because sometimes we have peaks and valleys in business. I don't think you should give up on the business. I do think you're going to add something to the business, or another opportunity will present itself that you can kind of run with, but not until the month of May. I feel very strongly about that. I feel like you have to get a little bit organized in your thoughts. So what would some of your goals be? Because, and here's the other thing, when we're worried about it and we're slow, or when you're in business for yourself, you're worried about it and you're slow, you may focus too much on the fear factor, and then it starts to create maybe boundaries or blocks. And this is for all of you trying to achieve something. Today's a big setting of goals, or this week is a big goal setting week for people, you know, or again, I said, out with the old, in with the new. What can you do? Because when we become more complacent and we don't have to chase business, or we don't really have to worry about it because it's there back to back or things like this, you know, we may become complacent about adding things or getting organized or just kind of taking, you know, taking stride. It's coming towards you. And some at this time, I think that you have to add a dose of something, a dose of energy, maybe a goal list, maybe a new something or other. It's going to happen between mid-April and May. You're going to get very busy again. Okay. So just hang tough. And I feel that. And I also feel like sometimes when things are flowing and we have business back to back, we stop. And this is how it is. It ebbs and flows. We could stop expanding or pushing. And so we get used to it. And I want to use the word complacent, but at the same time, we don't really broaden or expand our horizons, so to speak. And so you're just going to go through a little bit of a tweaking period, take a step back, reorganize yourself, put it out there to the universe, try to release some of that fear when you're, and say, how can I create space to release the fear and replace that fear energy, or that time you spend, we are concerned. It's normal. It's human. We get worried. It's normal. It's human. How do you replace that amount of time with something new? Is it a new little adventure around advertising yourself somewhere? Or is it a new avenue of connection to reach out to a couple of businesses to cross network and say, hey, this is what I do, that kind of thing? I think there's a little bit of that that needs to happen. You're going to take a step from one thing to the other, expect the unexpected. Again, you're opening to something new. Okay. You come back and let us know how you're doing, but don't just hang tough. Use this as a stepping stone to open up to more business, and you will. It'll bounce back. I have zero doubts on that. Let's take a look at who is next. And good morning, Tyler. Laura says she had a few rough nights of sleep. We hope you get a little bit of energy. I still think that moon was in, it's almost like it lasted for 5 or 6 days for some people. So it was a little bit of restless energy. I do believe that. I also feel like it's going to start getting, like I said, a little more pep coming into this Aries season. And I'm super excited to see what happens when Neptune goes into Aries. So, it's going to be I think it's going to be a really interesting transition. And of course we have to, let's see what it brings. You know, change is definitely in the air. Maureen says it's 40 miles an hour up there too. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Much love to you, Nadine. Thank you for that. Joni, hello to everyone. Everybody's so windy. It's kind of crazy. Let me just see. Kat's wearing her green topaz today, a gift from her dad years back from her birthday. I hope your family, thank you for that. I think my group is a little light on St. Patrick's Day. They think I'm a little crazy, but I'll celebrate. I'll do all the traditional things to bring in some luck, you know? I hope you all do. Michelle, you have a one-track mind, but I'll come back to you shortly. I'm glad you're lost in YouTube with Mark. That was good. You could be late for that reason anytime or any reason. All right, Gail, let me come to you. She says she plans on finally moving to California in the middle of April. Great timing. She put money down on a car, just need to move. Any thoughts? Okay, I know there is a little bit of worry in the air. And of course, when we're about to take a huge leap of faith, we have to call in some of those things we lose along the way, like faith, hope, really trusting. I do know you're doing the right thing, leaving where you are. I am very confident about that piece. So I hope that helps. Let me take a look. Let's see how we're doing. Hold on one quick second. All right, here we go. Well, there's your adventure, first card up. I know you're nervous. It's okay. I see a very, I think what it is you're just kind of ready to go. And I also feel a couple of things. One, I do believe you're making the right decision. Two, I want you to be careful. The only thing we have to be careful now, middle of April is perfect timing. Retrogrades will be over, da da da, Mercury and Venus. The only thing we have to remember in this Aries cycle and during that time would be to always dot your I's and cross your T's in movement, because it's almost like this is your little friendly reminder to be reminded of certain things like paperwork, fuel in the car, try not to rush along the way, because you're definitely going to be traveling. You're going to be getting on with it. You're going into a lot of movement, which is good, but you have to remember to take a breath so you're not forgetting anything, because I do see a little bit of scatteredness in that way. So this is a friendly reminder to try to check yourself. Like, remember where your wallet is, remember where your paperwork is, stuff like that. Be organized and orderly. It's very, very important. And I do hope that helps. Other than that, you have a free ticket to go. You're doing great. I'm excited for you. Also, have someone, did anyone look at that car for you is in my mind. I want to make sure you're getting the right car. Like a mechanic, a friend or a relative, somebody that can check it out for you, that kind of thing. I just want you to be looking over your own shoulder, only for not to be paranoid or anything crazy. It's just a good reminder to make it, because I think when we get in this energy, we get like a little bit of hype, and so we just want to be careful with that. That's all you have to do. Dot your I's, cross your T's. You're going to be great. Okay. I'm not worried about anything else. And you let us know how you're doing, but we'll see you before then. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at Rebecca for a moment. I have a question if you have a chance. I'm worried my vibration isn't as high as it used to be. Ugh, I feel like I've gotten meaner and colder living in the South and dealing with my asshole housemate. Well, I think you're frustrated. I do believe we absorb other people's energy. It's very difficult when we are empaths to not absorb other people's energy. And so we have to ask ourselves, is this really coming from this or is it coming from something else? And I believe that's on the table for you right now. I do think I could tell you now, I feel a lot of people are a little bit more impatient coming into this cycle because of that retrograde, those retrogrades in Aries. And I really truly believe that you are I think no matter where, I want to say this, I don't want to blame the location. Yes, you want to get out of there, but I don't want to blame it on that. I just think that it's kind of in the air. It's a little snippy. And you have to kind of put your nice mask on for a minute. I do believe that. And I feel like it's going to calm down for you as well. I'm sorry about your roommate. I know you want to get out of there. Try to focus on anything that can tune your roommate out. I believe this. Let me just take a look. I love you guys are getting into the spirit of the green too. So fun to see. Also a great time to write your new goals for the new year. And I say that the astrological new year. I think spring is going to pick up your spirit. Some guys, I really, truly do. All right, let's take a look. I do believe the cold weather can fuel some of that, honey, but I don't want to just blame it on where you are. I just think it's you're absorbing something. Yeah, you're going to have some freedom soon. You need some sunshine and some earth. So you're going to warm up shortly. And you're going to get into the earth. I do think there are some special totems surrounding you right now or coming in to your space, which I love and I've been noticing more of for many of you. Meaning your animal friends, pay attention to what's around you. They have messages for you. I also feel like getting into the outdoors a little bit. I do believe it's going to warm quickly, or you'll have some warm days ahead and you can get out. I feel like you need sun and you need vitamin D, like this kind of thing. I'm not a physician. I'm not prescribing anything, of course, but it's like that kind of energy. So you may want to get a check on that. Okay. I think you're going to change your tune a little bit coming ahead for the better. It'll get better. I promise. But I can feel that little bit of snip in the air too. It's okay. We ebb and flow. We're normal. We're human. And I feel that. You're going to be fine. We have to read for Melinda today because it's her birthday. And let's take a look. Okay, we're going to call you Lady Luck. Now I'll remember your birthday forever. All right, let me take a peek. Here we go.
I feel like you're going to be, I don't know if your dreams are activated. Who else is dreaming very, very vividly? I know I have been to the point of getting license plate numbers in my dream, like Lear is a bell. How about you? Melinda, I'm asking you because I feel this is coming through very, very strongly. And also that you soon though, these dreams will subside some. So if you haven't started dreaming yet, this is what I feel coming. There's going to be some dream time, dreams, clues, this kind of thing. Also, really confronting your fears to release them. I feel very, very strongly about that. I do feel it's almost like from the moon to the sun, which makes a little bit of sense because of what we just experienced with the eclipse, and now another one's coming. But it's like from the moon to the sun. So just know that maybe you're even feeling a little more nocturnal than usual, but it's going to shift a bit, and you're going to go into a much brighter cycle coming up ahead. When I say from, I feel a little bit of travel, I feel a little adventure. They're saying to also get outdoors or get some exercise. I want to say that I feel like moving your body right now would be really good, and I also feel some emotional happiness. And after a period of maybe some sadness or a healing time. So really confronting those fears, doing a lot of inner healing, a lot of work, that kind of thing. And then coming into this place where when I get the sun card, it's almost like they want you to, in order to get that energy, you do have to sleep more. That's what it indicates. And also, there's going to be a lot of happiness and sunshine ahead. But also more of a feeling of freedom instead of like feeling suppressed or held down. Okay. So I feel that very, very strongly also. Let me see if you're saying anything. Yeah, we feel the intensity of that. Okay, her life is in limbo. A lot of weird dreams. I love that you're all dreaming. It's kind of crazy, right? Yeah, very, very clear. I don't think it's going to be in limbo for long, but I do think you need. I have two time frames for you that are very significant this year, 2 months and 6 months. And I'm feeling very strongly about that. So within 8 weeks, I feel this. If you can get out in nature or if you can get out and walk, I don't know if you like walking, Melinda, but I really feel like it moves some energy for you and you'll get good insight through that. Your intuition is definitely on the rise. I also feel like we have to be reminded during these times. You know, we want to take it on and make it happen in our within ourselves, and we have to remember that we need a little spiritual assistance from above, and don't be afraid to go to that. And when we're in our most difficult times, it feels more difficult to go there, but we have to, you know, this is like a little knock on your door saying, I feel clarity will come. I feel a new beginning. I think you're going to feel better within even a week's time starting. And then 2 months and 6 months, some big changes for also for the better. I feel a dark-haired woman around you too in your space, maybe close by, maybe coming from a distance to near something like this, someone who's really coming to help you or support you. So I think that's going to be a big help too. Okay. All right, she's new. Okay, she feels like she lost her purpose. Okay, you're definitely going through it. I think that it's very, very much that I'm so sorry to hear that, Melinda. My heart is definitely going out to you. Yeah, you're going through a def a big transition. I will we'll have to stay in a little bit of touch, all right? But you're definitely coming to a new place, so you hang in there. 2 months, 6 months, okay? You have to give yourself some time. That's a huge, huge change. All right, sweetie. All right, big hugs to you. Good morning, Miss Karen. Thank you for coming in. Gwen says the dreams are definitely stranger. I think so too. I love that your dream had a happy ending, Ms. Rebecca. Mindy says it's windy in Colorado. I guess it's windy. I guess, yeah. Pam, did you say Pamela said about the windy March? Yeah, March is supposed to be windy, but this is, I think, the windiest I've ever seen it, at least for us. Good morning, Mindy in windy Colorado. She says she's driving. I'll take a look at your surgery ahead. See how that's going. Please be safe driving. And let's take a peek. All right, here we go. So far, so good. I feel like they want to check one more thing. The bigger news is, I think they want to check one more thing before they do it, and they'll go ahead. But I also believe that the bigger news, I see a really good job coming to you. And I could tell you that I pulled not one, but four different energies that are saying this. And I do think it'll be after you recover or after you heal like this, or even, well, why I should say it this way. While you're healing, I feel confident that you'll start your job when the sun goes into Taurus, it feels like. So in Aries season, you'll know what day you're starting, when you're going to start, this kind of thing. It feels like your surgery, your procedure. I know, I think we talked about the ease of it. It doesn't even look massively invasive. It kind of, it feels like pretty done, you know, in and out, whatever. It feels pretty good. So it's not really emphasizing anything about it. I do think, again, they're going to want to check one thing before they do anything, and it may be less invasive than you expect, okay? Because they're not really even focusing on that, and I hope that helps. And you come back and tell us how you're doing. But even a, you know, that message, that louder message is while you're recovering, this job is going to come in for you, and it looks like it has a really nice income attached to it, okay? Please let us know and come back and visit. All right, let me see. I have a couple of more. I don't want to forget anyone. I feel like I'm missing someone. Joni, good morning to you. Catherine, to you. But I had a couple of you. Hold on, now I'm looking. You will jump at me. Momentarily. Yes, Nadine, I think that eclipse was intense for some days also for many of us, or many of you as well. Oh, Eva, let me look at that first quickly. I'm going to take a few quickies here. She wants to know, and I'm very cut and dry on these things, by the way, so we'll get a fast answer. It's either yes or no. Hold on a second. Eva's question was, let me find you here. I'm interested in attending the spiritual workshop in my area, but I'm not sure if it's something I could benefit from. We're going to find out really quickly. I do feel a little social anxiety, or perhaps you are. Yeah, I think it would be a little bit difficult to do it. I don't know why. For some reason, it feels like you're going to get busier with something else in the meantime. I think the effort will be a bit more than you may get out of it. That's how I want to say it, okay? But I do feel, give yourself a little time. In the month of May, it feels like something else is coming. And perhaps if it is this in May, then maybe we'll change our mind about it. But right now, I'm kind of getting a wait. There's a lot of change going on. I think something could change about I'll call it a conference, whatever it is. I do feel like that there's something about it that could change. But I also feel like there could be a change, but I'm not getting until May. It just feels like there's a lot of movement. It almost feels a little bit overwhelming for you. So I'm saying, what does Mark Husson always say? You know, when it's not a yes, it's a no, basically. So I'm saying hold off, okay? And I hope that helps you. I just think it's a lot on you right now. I feel some back. Okay, so let me just say this physically. I feel a little bit of your back. When I see the back, we don't want to carry too much. And so for some reason in my mind, you need a little bit of a release there, musculoskeletal body like this. I don't feel like it's a good idea to do it yet. I don't know why I'm seeing your back. I feel this. There will come a time when the perfect alignment will occur for you to go moving into more of that, more of a spiritual gathering of sorts, and you will know when that's right, okay? And I don't feel like it's right yet. It feels more stressful than what you can learn like that. But something will come that's good for you. So you come back and tell me in May about that topic, what's happening and what else came up for you, okay? And we'll move towards that. Okay, I hope that helps. I love that you're cooking your corned beef and cabbage. Happy birthday to your puppy, Jean. I will pull one card for you happily. And I think Michelle asked me for a card also. Okay. Jean, I pulled the Emperor energy, so the Emperor card. This is a very strong structure, foundation. Of course, it's the masculine energy. The strength brings you a lot of strength. It is the Aries energy. I do see a lot of grounded behaviors and also kind of taking charge of your own universe over there. I feel very good about that. I also feel You know, because of everything else I'm looking at today, I feel like you're connecting. There is a paternal energy and spirit, your father, grandfather, this kind of thing that is your protector and your guard, almost, so to speak, like this. And I also feel maintenance on some things. You know, sometimes in our lives, we get to play like these super feminine roles, whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter because we have to exercise both sides of ourselves. And I also see this when I say, you know, maybe you're, don't be maybe too hard on yourself about certain things, because when we're too hard on ourselves, it limits our ability to manifest other things. And so I'm feeling some of that. Okay. Also maintenance, mouth, dentist. I know nobody wants to hear that, but I'm telling you that. I feel that a little bit. Like if you haven't had to check up in a little bit for that, you know, maintain oral health, that kind of thing. It does give us a lot of energy, that card. And the ability to manifest in the month of April for you is going to be profound. So I love that as well. Okay. All right. I hope that helps. Let me keep going. Come back and share. But I do think you have a guide that's really strong on the other side that really wants to communicate big time. I almost feel like he's Native American Indian energy. Real, seriously. He's so powerful and so present. Lois, good morning. I'm just seeing you. I'm so happy you're here. Lots of changes in the spring. I am so happy for you, Catherine. Congrats on your test. I love that. Evelyn, I am definitely going to tell you. Let me see where you are. Honey, this is what I want to remind you of. And yes, I do feel this, but here's what this is a very strong message for you today. And I'm thinking about the nodes in the sky, and I feel Virgo, Pisces energy. Let me just take a look back and see when your birthday is, because I do think that it is okay. She's a Virgo, 8/26/77. You have to look to the north more than ever before, because I think that not, I know you're a little bit of, I know where that south node is in Virgo right now, but it is opposing everything else. So, I do feel a little tug on your emotional body. So you're feeling a little down. And I think when I say look to the north, look to the music, I do feel the more you focus on your creativity. And if I were you, I would also paint. Somehow while the vibe, I don't know if you've ever painted before, but I would kind of check it. I would check it out. See if, I don't even care if it's like painting a simple, you know, whatever they are, paint by number, simple one, childlike one. Put some childlike energy around you also. Your intuition is going to emerge even stronger than ever before. I feel that. And also when I say look to the north, I mean certain things like your music. You could do a little escaping right now. I think overthinking is working against you, not for you. And I also believe that you have the ability to manifest even more than you have before. And I would stick with that. Anytime you go into your music, it's almost like this is what I feel is a God response, like, because it's almost too ridiculous in a way. Combine the arts is what they're saying. Don't just go towards music, maybe paint or color and go towards music together. Like there's a, anything you do in twos right now would be very, very lucky for you. And I have no idea why I'm saying that. If you manifest sitting down, instead, stand up. If you are meditating lying down, Instead, take a walk. Anything you're doing, try to pull to the opposite direction. That's what I think would be very, very, very lucky for you. If you don't like to write, write. Like, look to the north, everything opposite of where you are today, okay? And keep going in that direction, going in that direction. I think things are going to pop for you very, very soon. More information is coming to give you strength. You are definitely following and marching to the beat of your own drum, which I love, no pun intended. And I really feel like you're going to feel more free. Michelle, where did you go? You guys have been fabulous today. I am reminding everyone that we are we're going into class 7 tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We're going to do 7, 8, 9, then take a break. And then in a few weeks, return for 10, 11, 12. We have been doing fantastic. I'm so excited for all of you. And it's been going really, really smoothly. And I'll look forward to doing it again later when we wrap it up, okay? It's been very good. Everybody's been so wonderful. Michelle, this is going to be for you. I really feel surrendering is the best thing. And I saw you say Mikey over there. The bottom line is this. I am definitely not ruling out a new love that's going to take you by a storm. I do feel a mental breakthrough is going to occur. And I feel like letting go, letting God is the very best thing. Like getting into what God would want for your life, because you're a very traditional woman. And so I'm not opposed. I feel very much like you're going to meet someone new. And I do, I truly, truly mean that. I do not feel, I know you love that man. I understand, Mikey, I know you said it, but I feel like new energy wants to come to you. And so, you know, what is dictated sometimes is that wrong person or wrong timing. You know, when we get into that place, we kind of go into misalignment. And if you want to be in alignment with yourself, you have to know that somebody has to meet you halfway. And I feel that. And I do feel that coming for you. You're going to be surprised. I feel very strongly about that. And, I don't know. I really, really think new love wants to come. I do see a breakthrough, though, in mind, surrendering your will, because, you know, sometimes we got to shake it out of ourselves a little bit, you know. I also see some really good physical exercise and movement will really clear some of this stuff for you and going into a new cycle. And I will await some news. Right now, sometimes it's hard when we want a specific person. We don't want to open up, or we're just, you know, we can't choose who we love. And I get it. But at some point, we have these contracts that are intended to teach us something. And I do believe that. But I also believe there's new energy coming towards you. Okay. All right, Serena, thank you so much for being my producer always. And everyone, happy St. Patrick's Day. Lori Love, good morning. She said she slept in today. So good morning to you. So nice that you're here, everyone. We have an amazing lineup today, including Serena and Lori Love. Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next at the top of the hour. Don't forget to get your green on. Bring a little manifesting into your world and try to remember that I do believe there's always that, I don't know, we want to call it a token or that gift from the universe that can come when we least expect it, okay? All right, everybody. See you next time. See you next week. Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.